You know that votes are critical in Ohio when someone puts his vote up for auction on eBay. The internet company nixed that idea very quickly. But millions of dollars are being spent on the election in Ohio by both major parties. They're also trying to mine votes another way, registering new voters. With just 3 more days before the registration deadline, that effort appears to be working. A record number of Ohioans have signed up to vote. Mark Uricki of member station WKSU reports.
On a cool morning on the campus of Kent State University, Alicia Burnett is cradling a cell phone in one hand and a clipboard full of voter registration forms in the other. She's been registering about 30 college students a day. She's working for a Democratic group, but she doesn't know a lot about them.
I'm not exactly sure who, like, the big affiliation is, but I just know that, like, I found it on the Career Services website, and I decided I wanted to help out.
Burnett is working for one of the so-called 527 political groups that have descended on the Buckeye State. As she chats on her phone, Burnett is solicited herself to register by another group signing up voters on campus.
Are you registered to vote?
Nope.
Hi, are you registered to vote?
Bev Cole is volunteering for the local John Kerry campaign, and here is helping out a group called College Democrats.
The other day I talked to a woman who has registered to vote for the first time in her life, and she has to be about 50.
John Green heads the Bliss Institute for Applied Politics at the University of Akron. He says getting out the new vote may be the easiest way to win swing states.
Sometimes it takes something like the Florida debacle as a wake-up call to indicate to people that there needs to be a change in the way that politics is done.
At the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections in Cleveland, workers are feeding the new voter registration cards into a machine that tabulates them. Elections Director Michael Vu said they're processing nearly twice as many voter registration cards than in 2000, representing more than 85,000 new voters in his county alone.
This year, we've seen more than just the many. We've seen an overwhelming number of registration cards that have come to the Board of Elections.
And Vu says that appears to be happening in every metropolitan area of Ohio. Both Republicans and Democrats are walking neighborhoods and knocking on doors to register people. They use handheld computers with a voter database to help find prospects. Dan Trevis of the Ohio Democratic Party says geography plays a key role in who gets targeted.
You just make the intuitive guess that if this is a neighborhood where 90% of the people are voting Democratic, some of the new voters you're meeting are likely to be of the same political persuasion.
A recent New York Times investigation finds many more newly registered voters in traditionally Democratic areas than in Republican ones. But Jason Mauck, a spokesman for the Ohio Republican Party, says he isn't worried. He says Democrats use paid canvassers who are often sloppy and haphazard. What matters, Mauck says, is who actually turns out on Election Day.
I think ours will be proven more effective and more efficient. We have a far more targeted strategy. The other side really is canvassing bus stops and shopping malls, whereas we've been going door to door in areas and precincts that we know are Republican.
After voter registration stops in a few days, the parties will switch focus to getting people to the polling places. Republicans have traditionally been better at turning out their faithful. But the Democratic Party's Dan Trevis understands the challenge.
You do everything you possibly can. You can make phone calls. You can travel neighborhoods and urge people to vote. You can do reminders by postcards a couple days early. And I think you'll see just a number of creative efforts on both sides to turn out every vote in Ohio.
More than 300,000 Ohioans have registered to vote for the first time. Now both parties have 30 days to convince them to take the next step and actually go to the polls. For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricki in Kent, Ohio.